This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. It's hour three of the G-Pack Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless, Texas. Their grand opening is underway here, and we're having ourselves a party. You're invited, where you can buy one, get one free burger all day long. You got to love the delicious burgers they have here, award-winning half-pound burgers. And we'll be here all the way until 7 o'clock. Invite you to come by and fellowship with us and enjoy some fine food and beverage. Brian, you enjoying yourself over there, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Every time I look up, I see these shots with Post-it notes on it. I think it's so funny, but we're getting through them, so thanks to everybody out there that's sending them. But, yeah, this is a wonderful place. It's nice to have Lucius out with us today and having a lot of fun.
It is indeed a blast, and it's a big day, a big night here in the world of sports. We're still standing by for some Anthony Davis, Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford type of updates. Hopefully we, you know, get some closure on that.
Do I need to ask about that, you think?
I would think so.
Okay, let me give it a go. I got caught up in other things. I should have asked about that.
We have
should be doing my job.
Stars and Flames tonight over there at the AAC. And joining us now, a cornerback from DeSoto High School and the University of Oregon, posted 40 career pass breakups, including 28 over the last two seasons. Jabbar Muhammad joining us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, we are doing great. It's great to have you and learn more about your journey here through college and into the pros. Now, what was the combine like for you?
The combine was great. It was a great experience. Obviously being a kid playing football all the time and, just wanted to go to the extreme heights, and the combine was one of the goals that I always had. And it was good to be able to cross that off. It was a good experience to be around, some of the top guys. We all know only 300 people get invited, man. So just to be a part of that was pretty cool. So the combine experience was great.
Yeah, I watching it from a fan's perspective, I always wonder if, you kind of get sick and tired of the questions and all the demands. But I guess if you look at it as a unique life experience, it's pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, most definitely. Everybody knows the process. The combine process is definitely hectic. But, once you just kind of look back and reflect and, notice that you're there for a reason and, only 300 people get invited, man, it's pretty cool just to, like I said, be in the same room with some of those guys. So when you look at it at that lens, man, it's definitely a different perspective.
Jabbar, you were playing in the national championship with Washington a couple of years ago, and then you transferred to Oregon. What's Dan Lanning like? Because I absolutely love that dude. We were playing a lot of audio from him throughout the year. Was he a big reason why you wanted to go to Oregon?
Yeah, most definitely. When I entered the portal, after I left Washington, man, Coach Lannon, whenever I got in contact with him, whenever he came to visit me at my house and everything like that, I kind of knew, you know, where I wanted to go after that. You know, he's relatable. He's not too far gone from the new generation or the old generation. He kind of knows what we go through. And as well as, man, just a defensive mind. Obviously, I play cornerback, and just to be around a guy like that who's been around, you know, guys like Saban and all the corners that he's coaching, things like that, just to be able to pick his brain and things like that, I definitely feel like I needed that. So whenever I got around Coach Lannon, man, I kind of knew where I needed to be. But, man, Coach Lannon is great. He's smart. He's a really good coach. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the videos. Man, he's like that all the time. So he doesn't just get like that when the camera's on. He's like that all the time. But like I said, Coach Lannon is great.
He seems like the man. Now, how much do you have to fight and advocate for Texas high school football being the best in all of the country?
Yeah, I actually have to a little bit. Obviously, I went to school on the West Coast, so they act like they're not familiar with it, but they know. You know, they don't want to admit it, but they know how good Texas high school football is. I feel like just look at a lot, you know, in the country or with college football, you're gonna see a lot of Texas kids on there. So they know. I've had a few serious arguments with a lot of guys from the West Coast who try to advocate for their ball, but at the end of the day, man, I don't think it's close.
I grew up in Oregon and Washington, and I can testify to that fact. It's not even close. It's like a whole new world. But you guys, you were part of some great teams. They are pretty good at aggregating the talent and figuring out a ways to get guys in Seattle there and Eugene and Corvallis and stuff. Now, what was it like, you know, having that journey that you did at playing at three different universities? If you could go back and do it all again, would you have stayed at one, or did you enjoy that journey, that tour?
Yeah, obviously my journey is unique, but man, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. Every school I've been at, you know, I got a really tight-knit, close group of friends at every single school. The coaches, I've learned a lot from every single coach at every single school, man, and I feel like that's just a part of who I am now. West Coast, the South, no matter what it is, man, I feel like I got ties, non-football related everywhere. So just to be able to be a part of those three teams and be able to win and be able to, you know, go through the things, the ups and downs, no matter what it is, just to create a brotherhood with a lot of those guys is pretty cool. So I wouldn't trade it for anything. I got to play with a lot of first-round picks, a lot of highly-touted guys. I mean, just around different levels of football, man, it was great. So I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Hey, Jari, it's funny because we watch a lot of tape. On our show, we really get into the draft. We've got a couple of guys that really dig into this thing, so we watch a lot of tape. I know one thing. Every time I watch Oregon tape, I'm going to get a different uniform combination. Give me your favorite Oregon uniform that you ever put on.
Oh, man. I'm a basic guy, man, but I love the ones who were against Michigan, the chrome with the white on white. Man, that was –
Sure.
Those are pretty tough right there. Those are pretty cool. And just everything that went about it, you know, there's a lot of details in those jerseys. You know, it might look like it's black numbers, but the numbers are actually, like, reflective, like, greenish black. It's just crazy, man, the things that they're able to do with the jerseys up there. But I would definitely say the chrome and the white on white was my favorite pair this year.
Yeah, is it one of those things where, like, when you show up for games and you walk into the locker room, do you know what you're going to wear that week, or is it just – when you get to the stadium and you take off your headphones and put your stuff in your locker, that's the first time you see it?
Nah, so at Oregon, we actually put out the uniforms like on a Thursday or
sure.
A Wednesday or a Thursday. They put them out on social media so the fans can see them and the fans can match us or whatever. But we don't see them until game day. We don't see uniforms until game day. So when you walk in the locker room after the walk and everything like that, you take your headphones off, you're able to see like your helmet, your jersey with your name on it and everything like that. And just to see, I feel like every kid grew up, you know, knowing Oregon is known for the uniform, obviously known for the football talent, but the uniforms are a plus. Everybody knows they have really good uniforms. So for me to be able to see that and witness that this year was really cool. So I would definitely say, yeah, man, just those jerseys, the chrome with the white on white was good, was pretty cool.
Local legend Jabbar Muhammad getting ready to be drafted into the NFL with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Who was the best player that you played against in college?
Oh, man, that's a great question. But I always the best player I played against, I guess the best player I can say is Caleb. I played against Caleb Williams. He was really good. But the best matchup I've ever had, I'll probably say Quentin Johnston from TCU in 2022. He was pretty good. The good wide out, vertical threat, tall, a really good athlete. Man, we pretty much went at it. So I'll definitely say that was probably one of the toughest matchups I had. But the best player, I'll definitely say Caleb Williams.
Well, how about those practices? You guys must have had some practices at Oregon and Washington where you lined up against some guys that were pretty damn good.
Oh man, yeah, you hit it right on the money. I was obviously, and I say this is one of the best players I've ever played with or ever seen play football, Michael Penix. He ripped the ball different, man. When I got up there, I've never seen anything like it. And then obviously, you know, we had guys like Rumba Dunze, Jalen Pope, Jalen McMillan, and those type of guys. So he had a lot of weapons that you had to go out there and try to cover. But it definitely got me better, man. Even at Oregon, I had Dylan Gabriel, one of the best football players I also played with. Dylan Gabriel with, you know, Terrence Johnson, Evan Stewart, you know, Trey Holden, those guys. So I've definitely been to some stouts that, you know, definitely got me better. And I always say, you know, iron sharpens iron. So I feel like I got them guys better as well. But, yeah, man, I've seen a lot of football in my day. I've seen a lot of really good talent.
You started at Oklahoma State, then went to Washington, and then Oregon. How have you seen kind of the college landscape change since you've been a part of this with the transfer portal, with NIL and all of that? I mean, you've really kind of lived this whole transition for college football.
Yeah, I actually have. I've seen it change. My freshman year, it's way different than it is now. You got high school kids coming in making a lot of money. You got transfers coming in making a lot of money. And just like you said, the pro portal, man, I feel like it's a really good addition. I feel like if you use it right, man, you'll be set. But some guys, abuse it. You know, they don't – maybe, you know, they get benched and they want to leave all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? I feel like sometimes take the competitiveness out of it if they don't have a legit reason on why to leave. But at the end of the day, I feel like it does benefit us athletes. So that's pretty cool. But, man, yeah, and as well as NIL, man, kids have been putting blood, sweat, and tears into this game for a long time and not getting a dime. So it's pretty cool to see everybody, you know, reap the benefits of, you know, what they put in. So that's pretty cool as well. So just to see the whole landscape change for the better, I think it's pretty good.
What was the craziest question you got asked at the Combine?
The craziest question I got asked at the Combine? I didn't really get asked nothing super crazy. I guess I have to say a story of, you know, how it was when I was younger as far as, you know, my household, because I got a lot of family and things like that. So they kind of asked me how the battles were and things like that when I was little. But I didn't really get anything too crazy.
Nobody asked you if you would you rather be a cat or a dog, something like that?
I don't have one of those combine experiences. I don't have one of those stories. So,
we know you got that dog in you.
You got that dog in you.
I didn't get that question.
Well, your favorite memories of playing it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
DeSoto.
Oh, man. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say the practices. Those practices definitely molded me for college. Those practices were crazy. I never forget, you know, DeSoto, you know, you have, like, obviously the parents come and watch their kids, but you had, like, fans come and watch the spring practices because, you know, it was a good level of competition. You know what I mean? That was, like, college practices out there. So I'm going to say the practices, man. I went at it with a lot of top-notch guys, and that definitely got me motivated for college. So you definitely have to be on your P's and Q's at DeSoto, man. So I'm going to definitely say the practices, man. It was crazy just to see that type of atmosphere, just at a high school practice, to see the fans being there packed at a high school practice was crazy. So I'm going to definitely say the practices.
So your relative, Malik Muhammad's at Texas. He went to South Oak Cliff. So was there right. a little bit of a family rivalry there?
Nah, it was all love at the end of the day. They made decisions based off what they wanted to. So, nah, it wasn't a rivalry there. I always felt like it was best for them. So that's the decision they went with. And at the end of the day, man, I think they won, you know, back-to-back state champs or something
they
like
did.
That.
They so, sure did.
Sure. If it is a rivalry, it's not a rivalry on my end. I never won state, so I would want to get in that argument.
Oregon Corner and DeSoto Eagle Jabbar Muhammad with us here in the G-Bag Nation. When it comes to where you want to go, I know the politically correct answer is like whatever team takes me, I'm happy to go there. But what would it mean to you to be able to come back and play for the Cowboys?
Oh, man. I couldn't even imagine. That would be surreal. I live 20 minutes from the stadium. I have a lot of family. They can all come to the games and things like a lot. Just to be, like, in my own backyard. I played there. I played in Jerry's World a whole bunch of times. So, man, to come back and get and, you know, potentially get drafted there, man, that would be – I don't know what type of emotions would be running through my head and my family's head. That would be crazy. So, I couldn't even imagine. But, man, it'll mean a lot. Like, it'll mean the whole world, honestly.
Well, it was great getting a chance to know you a little bit, Jabbar. Congrats on all your success so far. And hopefully we get a chance to talk to you in Oxnard, California this summer.
Most definitely, man. Thank you so much.
All right, cheers. There he goes, Jabbar Muhammad here out of DeSoto in Oregon, here with you in the G-Bag Nation getting ready for the draft. I guess he's got a pro day coming up. And then the draft night itself should be exciting.
Absolutely.
Good player right there.
He is a good player.
That'll be a fun story to follow along with and see where he goes. Okay, Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless is our broadcast location today. If you're about ready to get off work, this is an unbelievable spot. Happy hour every day, 3 to 6. The best burgers you're going to find in DFW. And to celebrate their grand opening, it's buy one, get one free. Plus, you can get entered to win a $500 gift card. You can get entered to win 52 free burgers for a year.
What?
And it's buy one entree, get the second entree 50% off all month long. As part of this grand opening, they're doing it right. And I have some gift cards, $20 gift cards, 20% off gift cards. If you can tell me eight members in the entire history of the G-Bag Nation, there's five currently. You just have to be able to add three more. And I'll hand you one of these gift cards. Well, Chuck, we have the top 10 at 420 coming up. What's the subject matter?
So it's National Frozen Food Day. I've got the top 10 best frozen food brands. I don't know if Kevin Hageland will be interested in this list, but what's your favorite frozen food brand? I know a lot of us have been hustling. We don't have a lot of money. And sometimes you got to just dig into the frozen foods and microwaves. That's next in the nation.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.